I'm Nick Spitzer. The following is an American Roots encore presentation called Prison Songs, featuring our interview with the late Merle Haggard on his bus outside a Baton Rouge honky-tonk in the year 2000. Merle Haggard passed away on April 6, 2016, his birthday at age 79. You're traveling on American Roots from New Orleans. Songs and stories from the bayous to the beltways, from crossroads to crosstown, from coast to coast. I'm Nick Spitzer. Jail. The slammer, prison, the pen, places of punishment, where a person's freedom is taken away. Prison and prisoners have also been sources of creative freedom in music, from songs about rocking in the jailhouse to a life in chains. On This American Roots, we'll visit with a famous former prisoner and icon of unvarnished country music, Merle Haggard.
There's a reoccurring dream that happens where I'm back in prison. I don't know why, but I can't get out. I'll probably have that the rest of my life to remind me the things that I should do, not do.
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
We'll also bust out with the tunes of former prisoners Chuck Berry and James Brown. And Bob Dylan declares his love for the bandit Jesse James. Plus, letters from listeners in prison and tales from jail on the Mexican border. Right now, let's join Merle's friend and fellow outlaw live at Folsom Prison.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Don't you love a second, 1953. I was serving time in Tehachapi. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody yell, "There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. The trouble all started up in cell block number 4. Spread like fire across the prison floor. Warden came in with a big Tommy gun. Bang, bang, bang. Trying to stop my fun, but there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. With your hands up in the air, you don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Two gun Matilda said it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Molly, 'cause man, this is a lit. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. They called the state militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Each and every trooper, he looked so tall and fine. All the chicks went crazy up in cell block number 9. Now there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Wanda Jackson in 1960 laying the foundation, I think, for future Riot Girls as she recast the old Lieber and Stoller song Riot in Cell Block Number 9 in an all-women's prison. Wanda Jackson got into some trouble for the crime of arriving at the Grand Ole Opry with scandalously bare shoulders, and they made her wear a jacket. She split right after the show and never came back. This is American Roots with music inspired by the tragedies and triumphs of prison life. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Merle Haggard about his days in the Slammer. Right now, though, some music based on one of Haggard's heroes, Jimmy Rogers. It's a Memphis jug band take from 1930 on the Rogers song, "He's in the Jailhouse Now," the Memphis Sheiks.
I remember last election, yeah. Jim Jones got an action.
Uh-huh.
Said he's voting for the man that paid the biggest price. Next day at the poll, yeah. He voted with heart and soul. But instead of voting once, he voted twice.
Uh-huh.
He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Instead of him staying at home, letting those white folks' business alone.
Where's that now?
He's in the jailhouse now. You remember Henry Cruz, that soul that no good booze. He sold it to the police on the beat. Now Henry's feeling funny. Police give him mock money. He's got a ball and chain around his feet. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. The judge gave him 2 years, and Henry's shedding tears. He's in the jailhouse now. Play that thing. Thank you. cheeky chance to meet.
Yeah.
Went to every cabaret in town. He bought lots of liquor. Trouble got thicker. Now son is jailhouse bound. He's in the jailhouse. Until he flirted with Benny's wife.
Benny?
And Benny cut him in the face. Now it's a disgrace. But now he's graveyard bound. He's in the jailhouse.
Seeking Forgiveness, Robert Nighthawk on guitar and vocals with the old song Prison Bound. Hailing from Grenada, Mississippi, Robert Nighthawk was a friend of Muddy Waters and played at his wedding. Muddy returned the favor in 1950 by bringing Nighthawk to the Chess Records studio in Chicago, where he recorded Prison Bound, backed by Pinetop Perkins on piano and Willie Dixon on bass.
Down every road, there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home
The voice, words, and music of the late Merle Haggard, one of the greatest country songmakers America has produced. He sang about life growing up in the post-depression farm town of Bakersfield, California, his prison time in San Quentin, and the eternal themes of love and longing, all driven by that distinctive Bakersfield sound, twangy guitar, tight high harmonies, and honky-tonk shuffle. Merle's hundreds of songs included Lonesome Fugitive, Working Man's Blues, and Okie from Muskogee. Back in 2000, we spoke with Hag about his father, an Okie who migrated to California, a railroad man, musician, and larger-than-life figure.
I grew up in a sort of an only child atmosphere because my older brother and sister were already away from home. My dad worked for the Santa Fe Railroad. He had bought an old piece of land in Oildale, just outside of Bakersfield. And at that time, it was in the middle of the desert. And he bought an old refrigerator car, set it out there and made a house out of it. He passed away when I was 9, unexpectedly. He died in a week's time. And it's probably still the most devastating thing that ever happened to me because we were close. He was the parent that I inherited my music from.
What kind of music was he interested in?
He played hillbilly music. He played Bob Wills-style fiddle, and he played banjo and mandolin, sang, and all that, and would probably have enjoyed my success more than anybody. And so it's always been a loss that's never completely went away.
Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear our pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living.
When I lost my father, I went sort of like through a shoe, you know, blew a tire and went off the other direction, went off the road and started screwing up, and there was nobody there to keep me in line. It was all about going to school. They didn't want me to go to school, and I didn't want to go to school, and they'd throw me in jail for not going to school, and I'd break out of jail and steal a car. Finally, by the time I was 16, 17 years old, I'd been in so many places that I was criminalized. I was what they call institutionalized. I'd heard about juvenile detention halls, and I heard about prisons. I wanted to see if the books and the stories and the things they said about people like that were really true.
So you ended up in San Quentin and...
Yeah, that way of thinking got me there in 1957. At that time I was 19 years old.
When you were in San Quentin, you had visitors, country music players come through, Johnny Cash came through?
Yeah, 1958, Cash came to what they call a New Year's Day variety show that they have every year for the prisoners. And there were like strippers there and all kinds of stuff that you would think would be more appealing to a convict. But Johnny Cash sold out. He was the one that got the standing ovation. And you can't make them convicts do anything. They'll give you an honest report on your performance.
San Quentin, you've been living hell to me.
Did you play in prison?
Yeah, I played in the prison band.
Did you?
Yeah. We got to play at what they call a warden show every Wednesday night. Me and this other kid played guitar, and we had a bass player. And we get to run out, and we do one song. And we get nervous all week long about having to do that one song. We run out and f*** it up every time.
To hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold.
We got some of the nicest people in the world in prison right now for some sort of abuse or another. And, you know, if they want to incarcerate them, if they feel any should be locked up, well, probably a hospital would be more suitable. I think we've gone too far. I can't see the word prohibition and the word freedom in the same sentence.
You believe in decriminalization of all the drug laws?
Absolutely. Sure.
I have to reflect back, and I think you know where I'm going. One of the songs of my youth was Okie from Muskogee.
Well, I was dumb as a rock when I wrote that song, you know?
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD.
Okie from Muskogee was a word from a silent majority that my father probably would have been more gung-ho about than I was. I actually didn't know what to think. Nobody knew what they were talking about. Everybody thought these kids were walking around looking up in the air because they'd smoked a joint.
So when we listen back to Okie from Muskogee, should we listen to it in a different way?
You know, it describes the time period in which it came from, and it really kind of continues to serve its purpose.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
You've written so many great songs that deal with freedom, prison life. Could you reflect back on maybe one or two that you still love to sing and hear?
Oh, I can reflect back on more than that. I probably sing 30, 40 songs that I still enjoy, but the prison stuff is probably the most outdated in my life. You know, it's been four or five lifetimes ago. That occurred when I was in my 20s. I'm now in my 60s, and sometimes I have to say to myself, did that really occur? Was that really me? There's a reoccurring dream that happens where I'm back there, and I'm back in prison, and I don't know why, but I can't get out. I'll probably have that the rest of my life to remind me of the things that I should do and not do.
We'll be back with more memories from Merle Haggard in just a moment on American Roots.